Hey, Ellie, welcome to Carve.
Hey, Sally, thank you for having me.
And without giving too much away, what is The Flame about?
Very good question. The Flame is an LGBTQ rom-com podcast musical. It tells the story of two women, Jamie, who is an LGBTQ bar owner, and Sam, the woman who's selling the building the bar inhabits, and the sparks that fly between them. There are all kinds of kooky bar regulars all spritzed in there as well, and we have a really incredible cast. We have some Broadway stars, Tony nominee Jen Colella, Jasmine Savoy Brown, who has been on a lot of HBO shows and all that kind of stuff. That's it in a nutshell. I won't give away too much more.
As you said, so the main character owns an LGBTQ bar. And
yes.
What is she sort of struggling with? She's, like, in the first scene of the first episode, she's really depressed, doesn't want to get out of bed. She's been heartbroken in the past. What is her journey, and how do you present this to the audience through song?
Yes, so Jamie is our main character. I also play Jamie, so I know her very well. Jamie is a hopeless romantic who has had a really hard time with love. So she's having a rough day in the first episode. There's a whole song called Get Up, Jamie, which is her trying to get out of bed. And we use, you know, an alarm clock as this sort of like musical device, which was really fun. And then we have Maybe Today, which is one of my favorite songs in the entire show, which is Jamie's I Want song, right? So this is the song where we wanted this to be like the lesbian Disney princess song. You know, like the someday my princess will come kind of vibe. And so you get to know Jamie very well within the first few minutes of the musical, because you're like, you're on this adventure with her. You learn that it's the year anniversary of when she proposed to her ex-girlfriend and she said no, which is obviously pretty rough. I do think that Jamie's a very relatable character. I've had a lot of people message me to be like, you know, first of all, not wanting to get out of bed. Yes. But also this like person who's continually knocked down by love, but she's still so hopeful that one day, you know, it's like, maybe today I'll find the one, maybe today my search will be done. Those are the lyrics. Right, so she's always thinking, maybe today will be the day that I find my one true love, even though she's had a pretty rough time of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm. And the music, as you mentioned, is it's so emotive. It takes you to a place, and it really feels like you're watching a show on Broadway. It feels like you're there. How was it producing that and getting it all together, because it's a podcast musical, so were you all in the same room when you were?
Not at all.
Wow.
It has been truly, I mean, a labor of love, but also, you know, so many moving parts came together to make this thing. So we decided to make a musical, and we decided to make a podcast musical during a pandemic, right? We can't be in the same room with each other. So the actors recorded in their own apartments. And then we have, like you said, like it feels like you're in a Broadway musical, and we really wanted it to feel like that. So we have an entire orchestra. They all recorded separately. And it's actually, it's actually sort of incredible. It's an entire orchestra made up of 8 people. We had 2 instrumentalists in particular, Beth and Alan, Beth played all of our woodwinds. She played saxophone. She played flute, piccolo, clarinet, bass clarinet. She played a million different instruments. And so she makes up half of our orchestra. She is incredible. And then Alan played basically most of the string section. So he played violin 1, 2, and viola. And then we had a cello player. We had a bass player. And all of these people are pretty all over the place in terms of location. They're all across the country. We're in the US, but we also have actually our bass player is from Europe. So like we are all over the place. And so they all recorded on their own. We were, you know, logistically recording to a click track or recording to a demo so it all syncs up. And then they send all the tracks to me and I pull it all together in one big session and make sure they sound, you know, all together. But it is a full orchestra completely remotely recorded.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't expect that to be your answer. I thought you'd say, oh, there would be some times in the pandemic so that we could come together, but no, all separate. Wow.
Everyone separate. Yeah, I mean, there weren't really any gaps of time where we all could have gotten in the same room because we've been recording this since last December. So yeah, we did it all through the pandemic. There was no point at which the restrictions were lifted enough that we could be in the same place. I'm hoping eventually we will be. Like you said, like it feels like you're on a Broadway stage. Obviously, the dream is to be eventually on a Broadway stage, but for what we were able to accomplish remotely, I'm very, very proud of it.
And you have this incredible team, as you mentioned, of creatives, people who, like, big names. And how did you all come together? I mean, that's probably the crazy thing about the pandemic is that in the arts, lots of people became out of work. So then I guess you get the opportunity to work with really high caliber artists. But and I noticed you have lots of sort of like partnerships with and supportive products within the marketing of the show that they support queer organizations. So were you behind that, like the whole producing, paying everyone? And what was that process like, obviously, during COVID?
Yes. I am one of four of the core team of executive producers. So I was heavily involved with all of that. We did a pretty successful crowdfunding campaign to raise the money for the project so that we could pay the talent that we got. But you are correct. I don't know if we would have gotten the same talent, or we wouldn't have gotten the same actors at all, I don't think, if it were not for the pandemic. Jen Colella, who's our biggest star, she was starring in Come From Away on Broadway, and Broadway shut down, and she was out of work. So we reached out. She also, every person in our cast is a member of the LGBTQ community, so she's an LGBTQ actress, and we've loved her work. So we shot our shot, and we said, hey, Jen, we would love for you to be in this project. You can do it completely remotely. She listened to the song Maybe Today. She read the first episode, and she said, this is really speaking to me as a member of the community. I would love to be a part of it. So, I mean, I think it was a combination of she is not doing anything else. And I do think she really loved the project itself. I mean, it's the same with Jasmine, who plays Sam. She, and it's even now has been such a such an interesting shift because, you know, we had their full attention for many months. Once everything opened up, Jen's back in rehearsals for Come From Away. Jasmine is on location in Vancouver shooting for a Showtime show. You know, like these people are, they're back and they're back to work full time. And so we were so lucky to have them for the time that we had them. Hopefully we'll be able to, like I said, get together at least once in person, do some sort of stage reading and stuff like that. But it definitely was a bunch of just perfect things coming together, as upsetting, obviously, as the pandemic has been. For us, it definitely helped us to pull this particular project together in the way that we pulled it together.
The themes of the show, there's so much queer love, queer lust, and it opens up, you know, different conversations to what musicals have looked like in the past. It's 2021, but this is still quite a groundbreaking concept, having a queer musical. So I just wanted you to talk to that, and I wanted to know, what's the environment like in the US at the moment around queer stories?
You know, there are more opportunities for queer actors on stage, but I feel as though most of those opportunities are in supporting roles, We're not the leads in those stories. There are a lot of things that are promoted as, oh, we are so queer positive, and yet you're still doing the same things that we've seen over and over and over, which is not actually having these people be the center of the story, but just throwing them in for diversity, right? We were like, okay, we can't, every single character in this musical is part of the LGBTQ community. Every single one. So we can't, there are some supporting characters, right? But most of them are the leads. And that's very, very important to us. I mean, we have not just one, you know, Jamie and Sam are our main love story. You talked a little bit about queer lust. We really have two love stories in this. And one of them is Jamie and Sam that are very, you know, wholesome and sweet and cute. And they're your typical rom-com couple, right? But then we have our supporting queer love story that is more of a queer lust story, but also just as valid and great, which is Mel and Joe. So Joe is played by Jen Colella. Mel is played by Valerie Rose Loman, who's a wonderful, wonderful voice actress. And so you have basically these two supporting characters who you're rooting for just as hard as you're rooting for Sam and Jamie, and they're chaotic. They met one night in this crazy wild night that they could barely remember each other, but there was like this mist of, there's this whole part in episode two, I know you've listened to it, I won't give too much away, but they're trying to figure out where they know each other from. And they realize, oh, this was the love of my life that I met on this crazy night where we stole a pig and got tattoos. And they're chaos personified, but they're perfect for each other, right? So you have these two very different love stories, but you can't get different queer love stories in representation if you only have one love story. And if you only have that one love story be supporting, which gives it not as much time or energy to develop. So to your point of, was that important to us? It's the most important thing to us that we are an entirely LGBTQ cast and crew, that the show centers around our experience, and more importantly, that it centers around queer joy. The biggest thing I think in US media, and I don't know if it's the same for you, is that even as we're getting more LGBTQ representation, we're not getting more happy LGBTQ representation. It seems as though the only thing people want to write about is LGBTQ trauma, right? Like the coming out story, the they're not accepted, that it's so hard to be this, right? And for us, we wanted it to be, this is actually, there's plenty of conflict in the show, but the conflict is not their sexuality. The conflict is between these people, is we're trying to save the bar, is, you know, we're trying to work on communication with two people who have completely different ideas of what's going on. So the conflict, the central conflict isn't, I'm gay and I wish I wasn't. It's actually like, we're very happy to be a part of this community, but here's all this other stuff that's happening with us because we're human beings dealing with like love and heartbreak and all of that kind of stuff.
Thank you so much for joining Carve today.
Thank you.